Welcome to The Gift of Grace with Phil Gigliotti and Stephen Garchar. The Gift of Grace is a program where we read and teach God's Word, proclaiming the kingdom and salvation in Jesus the Messiah. And now, here's your host, Phil Gigliotti and Stephen Garchar.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to The Gift of Grace on The Word 1220. This is Phil Gigliotti, and Stephen Garchar is not with us tonight. He is somewhere in the mission field of Youngstown, Ohio. But I'm sure he's preaching the gospel and doing the Lord's work. So he's not going to be with us tonight. And we are blessed to have Pastor Adil back.
Shalom.
Hello, Pastor. Yeah,
shalom.
Shalom.
I'm glad to be back here.
Yeah, this is awesome having you back. And Pastor Adil has been with us the last 2 weeks and going to be with us this evening. And we might even have him next week if we could talk him into staying a little while longer. And you might remember that Pastor Adil is originally from Uzbekistan in the former Soviet Union. You can all go out and get a map and see where Uzbekistan is.
It's nearby Afghanistan.
Yeah, near Afghanistan, near Kazakhstan.
It's all this Soviet Union, former Soviet Union.
What used to be called the Asian Republics.
Yes.
And he came to faith in Jesus as his Lord when he was a young man, married a Jewish woman who then also came to faith in Yeshua the Messiah, and they were led to the land of Israel, then to northern Galilee, to the city of Kiryat Shemona, where he now pastors a church, and he told you about his testimony in detail a couple of weeks ago. And then last week when he was here, he did a very interesting teaching from Psalm 83, which correlates with the situation that we're seeing right now in the Middle East. And tonight we're going to take off from there, and we're going to move to the prophet Ezekiel, Ezekiel chapter 38, of the you may all know as the War of Gog and Magog. And Pastor Adil's going to have some interesting points to teach from that chapter, and then we're going to go to Isaiah 17, which kind of rounds this out. But the point of all this being is that in the times we're living in now, we are seeing these prophetic things unfold, and we are seeing that the land of Israel, which of course, as you all know, is God's land, and it's also God's timepiece for prophecy, for prophetic things that are going to happen in the future. And in 1948, when the land of Israel became the state of Israel and the nation was established, it really starts the clock ticking as we get closer and closer to these end time events, because without a nation of Israel, none of the end time events can happen.
Exactly.
And now there is a nation of Israel, and people are being gathered there. You know, the scripture says they're going to come from the north and the south, and they're going to come from the faraway lands to which I have scattered them. And the people were scattered to very faraway lands, and now they have been going back to the land of Israel, making aliyah, which means go back to the land. It literally means going up. And the nation is increasing in population. And as Pastor Adil pointed out last week, and if you weren't with us, you can reread Psalm 83, and it mentions a group of nations that will be aligned against Israel that
Let me remind us, what are these nations that's written in Psalm 83?
Yes.
And actually, that's very interesting that we have found ourselves in the moment that we see how these prophecies are. You know, passing, you know, and we see it's alive.
Yes.
And it's sometimes when people are so surprised, you know, as believers, they says, "Oh, come on, you know, we don't have to care about all these prophecies." But the strange thing that we do have care about these prophecies, because we are living in this moment. So all these nations that they are just have now surrounded.
Yes.
Near to Israel, it's Egypt. And we know that's the Muslim Brotherhood that just took this authority now in Egypt. Palestinians, it's ruled by Hamas.
Mm-hmm.
Lebanon, ruled by Hezbollah.
Mm-hmm.
Syria, Jordan, and Saudi Arabia. So all these nations that are there surrounded Israel, and it says in Psalm 83 that the Syria is going to be added and as a last point.
Yeah, yeah, the
so
last
we
member.
See that's all what all these things are happening now in Syria, and we understand that the next step is going to be, you know, I just believe this this way, that the Muslim Brotherhood will just take the authority there also.
Yes.
Because they have this idea to bring all these nations, Muslim nations, to idea of 12 imams. That's the, you know, caliphate.
Yes.
That you say. So we are now living in this tremendous,
yeah,
days.
And I'd like to remind you, listeners, that, and you can find this on YouTube, President Mohamed Morsi of Egypt, who is the leader of the Muslim Brotherhood, who is now officially the president of Egypt, he made a very passionate speech earlier this year, I think it was either in May or June of 2012, where he says they are not interested in just having Egypt. They are interested in having a unified Islamic state with the capital in Jerusalem.
Yeah.
Now, you know what that means. We don't have to explain what that means, but that means that they want to destroy the land of Israel and make Jerusalem the capital of this caliphate that they want to establish.
They wish.
And, yeah, they wish. But God is going to have other ideas.
Oh, yeah.
But as you can see from the Psalm 83 that he just read, they want to wipe out any memory of Israel. You know, in Persia, they wanted to do this. You know, in the book of Esther.
Yes.
Haman wanted to wipe out the Jews.
Exactly.
They already controlled the land of Israel. We will get rid of these people.
We are coming in a circle,
yes,
of this history.
Yes. And Adolf Hitler was going to get rid of all the Jews, kill all the Jews, so there'd be no Jews left anywhere in the world.
Exactly.
Now you have a group of Muslim countries saying, we will destroy not only the land, but even the memory of the land.
Yes. That's their point. Actually, let me read. I have some notes here. What is the Muslim Brotherhood means?
Yes.
Because many people maybe just hear this name and understand something, but they don't know what's,
yes,
exactly this. It began as a religious, political, and social movement with the credo: Allah is our objective, the Quran is our constitution, the Prophet is our leader, jihad is our way, and the death for the sake of Allah is the highest of our aspirations.
Hmm.
So that's the point that they want to bring, and their biggest desire. No, actually, we have now the situation with Egypt. That's the biggest fear, is that the Muslim Brotherhood will overturn the Israeli-Egyptian agreement that we had from 1979, achieved with under Anwar Sadat. So and their idea to bring this caliphate idea. And what is this caliphate? It's the first system of government in Islam. And khalifa, it means representative. Man, according to Islam, is the representative of people. He's God's wise regent. That is to say, by virtue of the powers delegated to him and within the limits prescribed by the Quran and the teaching of the Prophet, the caliph is required to exercise divine authority.
Mm-hmm.
That's in, says in Wikipedia.
Mm-hmm.
So we see that all what we are seeing now in these last days, you know, in these end days, we were very fast moving to this fulfillment of what God was saying.
Yes.
Is what's going to happen.
Exactly.
And in Israel, because it's a apple of eyes of God. It's,
mm-hmm,
going to be epicenter of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Because not because the Jews are very special, but because the God made this search and make this choice. That's,
amen,
all.
Yeah. That's right. His land, his people, his covenant people. And so God always has had enemies. You know, we're seeing now in our country, and you know, Pastor Adil's been here about 3 weeks or so now, and he has learned a lot about what's going on here. And, you know, we used to be essentially a Christian nation. Now,
yes,
people are turning their backs to Jesus, walking away with any way that they want to go, doing whatever they feel like doing. accepting every kind of immorality and horrible thing that would have never even been thought of years ago. And, you know, these things are all pointing us, you know, that in Romans chapter 1, Paul talks about when you worship the creature rather than the creator, all these things happen.
Exactly.
And this is what we're doing. We're worshiping the creature. We're worshiping ourselves.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've turned away from God. And in our country, we're not allowed to say prayers anymore. You're not allowed to even say the word God in a generic sense, let alone Jesus. And things are spiraling out of control. But we're going to talk more about that later and I think next week.
Yeah.
But, you know, the teaching from Psalm 83 was very instructive because it shows you the situation going on around Israel now.
Exactly. And that's all these 3 weeks that I just spent in the States with different churches, home groups, and been talking with people.
Mm-hmm.
As I see it, as a result of these meetings, a lot of people, they're amazed when we are just explaining this, that we are exactly now in this moment, because many of people, because, you know, when you live in a country like Israel, it's a totally different how you live with God and that's different from the life in States. Because if you are already in Israel, you are you know, have your hand on the pulse, and then you just have to be ready for any kind of moment. Something can happen, like a war, like all the things, and you just you understand you have to be much more close to God, because who knows, you know, what is going to happen in a few minutes. So when you live very comfortable life, like in a country like in States, you just you know, keep you with your everyday life. You go work, home, you know, your kids and all the stuff, church,
you know
that's
very comfortable
way, and you have no fear, no threats from outside and all the stuff, and you just have a problem that you can just make the can lose your attention.
Yes, absolutely.
That's the point that we have to be very aware. Yeah.
Yes, we have a different perspective on things.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, and we've been very comfortable, and we've been very prosperous, and it's just changed a little bit the last few years, but we've been very prosperous. You know, we think that we have poor people, but compared to most countries in the earth, we don't even have poor people, because, you know, as we've talked about before, I've done many years of mission work in Mexico City, and when you see people there that are poor, our poorest people would be middle class there.
Yeah.
And so we have a different perspective on the world.
You know, still America is a blessed country, because you still have so many missionaries. You have so many people who believe in God, who are faithful to God, and they are praying for Israel. They are praying for a peace of Jerusalem. They are standing for 100% for God's will, for God's
absolutely.
And it's amazing, you know. And that's the still God has His mercy on your country, because a lot of people are praying and searching the face of God, crying to God, because many people start to awake and understand what's going on now in politic way, what's going on in around. That's just not in a case that's happened, and because God is allowed, so they're crying to God, and that's awesome, because God is always hear our prayers, and I still believe that God is going to use a very mighty way the America, and because he has America in God's plan.
Yes,
and it's awesome. But let's come back to Ezekiel chapter 38. Maybe you can read this and just remind our listeners.
It's always good to read the word before you start to, you know, explain it and take it apart and dissect it. And we, of course, will do a quick study here, because we could spend probably 2 weeks talking about Ezekiel 38. And we're only going to read it in English, not in Hebrew. So... Ezekiel 38, if you have your Bibles, open up Now, if you're driving in your car, don't try to open your Bible. We don't want you having an accident. Anyway, Ezekiel 38. Now, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, set your face against Gog of the land of Magog, the prince of Rosh, Meshech, and Tubal, and prophesy against him and say, Thus says the Lord God, Behold, I am coming against you, O Gog, Gog, the prince of Rosh, Meshach, and Tubal. I will turn you around, put hooks in your jaws, and lead you out, with all of your army, horses, and horsemen, all splendidly clothed, a great company, with bucklers and shields, all of them handling swords. Persia, Ethiopia, and Libya are with them, all of them with shield and helmet, Gomer and all its troops, the house of Togarma from the far north and all its troops, many people are with you. Prepare yourself and be ready, you and all your companies that are gathered about you, and be a guard for them. After many days, you will be visited. In the latter years, you will come into the land of those brought back from the sword and gathered from many people on the mountains of Israel, which had long been desolate. They were brought out of the nations, and now all of them dwell safely. You will ascend, coming like a storm, covering the land like a cloud, you and all your troops, and many peoples with you. Thus says the Lord God, on that day it shall come to pass that thoughts will arise in your mind, and you will make an evil plan. You will say, I will go up against a land of unwalled villages. I will go to a peaceful people who dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls and having neither bars nor gates, to take plunder and to take booty, to stretch out your hand against the waste places that are again inhabited, and against the people gathered from the nations who have acquired livestock and goods and dwell in the midst of the land. Sheba, Dedan, and the mountains of Tarshish, all their young lions will say to you, Have you come to take plunder? Have you gathered your army to take booty, to carry away silver and gold, to take away livestock and goods, to take great plunder? Therefore, son of man, prophesy and say to Gog, Thus says the Lord God, On that day when my people Israel dwell safely, will you not know it? Then you will come from your place out of the far north, you and many peoples with you, all of them riding on horses, a great company and a mighty army. You will come against my people Israel like a cloud to cover the land. It will be in the latter days that I will bring you against my land, so that the nations may know me when I am hallowed in you, O Gog, before their eyes. Thus says the Lord God, Are you he of whom I have spoken in former days by my servants the prophets of Israel, who prophesied for many years in those days that I would bring you against them? And it will come to pass at the same time, when Gog comes against the land of Israel, says the Lord God, that my fury will show in my face. For in my jealousy and in the fire of my wrath I have spoken. Surely in that day there will be a great earthquake in the land of Israel, so that the fish of the sea and the birds of the heavens and the beasts of the field, all creeping things that creep on the earth, and all men who are on the face of the earth shall shake at my presence. The mountains shall be thrown down, the steep places shall fall, and every wall shall fall to the ground. I will call for a sword against Gog throughout all my mountains, says the Lord God. Every man's sword will be against his brother, and I will bring him to judgment with pestilence and bloodshed. I will rain down on him, on his troops, and on the many peoples who are with him, flooding rain, great hailstones, fire, and brimstone. Thus I will magnify myself and sanctify myself, and I will be known in the eyes of many nations. Then they shall know that I am the Lord.
Yeah, that's a great, great chapter that we are just here. A lot of this chapter about Ezekiel chapter 38. And it's so amazing, you know, it's so amazing that we are have this word of God and we can just check ourselves and be sure what God is saying that is going to have in future.
Yes.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, that's quite a description of nations and peoples and battle and fire and brimstone. And,
yeah.
Oh, I hear Paul Wilbur coming. Okay. Oh, wow. Well, we're coming up on our first break here on the Gift of Grace on the Word 1220. Remember, giftofgraceministries.org, and you can also find us on Facebook. We'll be back in just a minute.
You're listening to The Gift of Grace on AM 1220, The Word.
Well, welcome back to The Gift of Grace on The Word 1220. We just read through Ezekiel 38, and like that song says, you know, the God of Abraham, this is his land. So yeah. All these people are going to come against it, but go ahead, Pastor Adil.
Well, it's a very interesting chapter, and that's let's just pass through all this. What it says God? Just he says that a prophet Ezekiel and says and just turn your face to Gog. In land of Magog, and many people are saying, who is this? You know, this is the Gog, and I just think that's because of this the northern part of the world. Mm-hmm. I believe that it's going to be the king of Russia is going to come with all this alliance of these nations that's going to surround Israel and is going to come to Israel. I don't know that, but God is always using Israel as a perfect sign to reveal his glory. Mm-hmm. And actually we see that the according to the Bible that the this war of Gog and Magog is going to be the last war that is going to have Israel. And we know that the war is what we have to be clear that not we are saying that this is going to be a war that we will have now. This war that we will have now very soon, I don't know when it's going to happen, you know, in a couple of days, in a couple of months, you know, I don't know. But it surely will have, according to the chapter 83 in Psalms, there's a difference from the Gog and Magog. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be, and it says that God is going to bring this all huge amount of people to the mountains of Israel, that the land is having peace.
Yes.
And it says to me a lot. It says, well, if we'll have this all these wars, And in all these huge people, that's armies, will come against and war, have a war against Israel, and that's going to be we have the peace. Well, now we don't have a peace, you know. Yeah. We know that the Israel is always has a problem with our neighbors.
Always surrounded by enemies.
that says to me that according to the Bible, and I can understand it. Says that if God says that's going to be the land of peace. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be the second war that's going to happen after this war. That's, I'm sure that this war has come. I don't know how, but God is going to give the glorified, tremendous victory to Israel. Mm-hmm. And as we know from the history, all the wars, and it was only one Israel. And the millions of enemies who wanted to, you know.
Yeah.
Just wipe them out from the map, but always God was standing on the side of Israel. Always.
We've even seen that in the four major wars,
exactly,
in most people's lifetime from 1948 through 1973.
Exactly,
overwhelming odds, and Israel has always won.
More than 100 million Muslims that want to just come and just. Can you imagine?
Oh, in 1967, there were only 3 million people in Israel, surrounded by 100 and some million Arabs. And they won the war in 6 days.
Only God can do this. God.
And it's interesting because you say about Russia, because it says specifically that these people are going to come from the north. They're going to come from the land of the north.
Yeah.
And interestingly, it talks about how they're going to come on the mountains where people have been gathered that have been brought there from the nations.
Exactly.
Like you. he has beautiful mountains around his city.
I brought my wife to this mountain. Yeah. I'm the part of this prophecy that the Gentiles will bring the daughters of Zion on their shoulders.
That's right.
I didn't make it physically, but I came with her by the plane and I'm the one that God just say this.
That's amazing.
And we live there, and we love our country. And do you know what I'm feeling always? When we are always says, you know, sometimes we are just shank about it. It's all this war is going to come.
Yeah,
and all this.
Yeah.
And that's terrible. You know, that's very terrible. It's not a nice situation that you. Mm-hmm. It's not something, you know, happy that you have this all this. News about the upcoming war, but always when I just share with people about this, I still have this peace of my heart because I know that God on our side.
Amen.
It's all Israel. You know, when I'm saying and speaking with the people in Israel, when I'm sharing about this, what do you think about this and all this stuff? you know, the always that the answer, yeah. answer by the end, he says, you know, the God, God is on our side.
Yes.
God is, and that's encouraging yes. me because even they, many of them, they don't personally know Jesus Christ as Messiah.
Right.
They only trust the God of Abraham, Isaac, right. and Jacob. They always says, well, but we have God.
That's right.
But we have God. And it's amazing. Yes. That's amazing. That's encouraging so much. And I'm just thankful, you know, have the opportunity to thank all our brothers and sisters in the States who are really praying for mm-hmm. peace for Jerusalem. Actually, the peace, who is the peace of our souls? Who is the peace for Jerusalem? It's only Jesus.
Yes, amen.
He is the Prince of Peace.
He's the true shalom.
He is the true shalom. So when the Bible says to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, mm-hmm. I just believe God is saying that pray that Jesus will come.
Mm-hmm.
He will return yeah. to Jerusalem because yes. only Jesus can have a,
yes.
bring the real true peace
like
to
this,
Jerusalem.
Like the scripture says, I've set my king on the holy hill of Zion.
Exactly.
Whew. It's very
exactly.
exciting.
Exactly.
But, you know, these other mountains, it's interesting, too. It says that the mountains used to be desolate, but now that I brought my people back,
yeah.
the mountains are nice. You know, and everyone knows, anyone who went to Israel before 1948 said, ugh, this place is terrible. It's
exactly.
a desert. There's
yeah.
nothing growing,
yeah.
no trees, nothing green. And now, if you go to the Galilee where Pastor Adil lives, there's green as far as you can see.
Yeah,
kibbutzim and farms yes. and things growing everywhere, and
yeah,
it's just beautiful.
Exactly, it's if you watch the land of Israel from the plain, you'll see that this land is really green.
Uh-huh.
Everything is outside is
yeah,
is,
yeah,
is
yeah. yeah.
brown and it's green, and that's a prophecy. That's
yes.
a fulfillment of prophecy.
Absolutely.
God His blessings. And actually I'm so sorry about our enemies who wants to come to against the Israel because they don't realize that they are coming against the God.
Yes.
That's the sad part because
yeah.
I know that God is going to bring to His judgment and all the stuff, but I'm just praying that God will have a mercy on mm-hmm. them because you know, a lot of people there, you know, don't mean really to game against the all these mm-hmm. politics people
yeah.
who wants to take the authority and make the caliphate and all these
yes.
crazy ideas, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, I'm just praying that God yeah. has mercy on them.
Yes, and this is a group, this is a mighty army. I mean, this is, you know, it says they come like a cloud.
Exactly.
It's a huge army that just comes into the land.
Actually, let me mention.
Please.
Who are we're just asking, you know, who are these nations who are going to participate in this war, Gog and Magog?
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that the whole army from Russia,
mm-hmm.
they'll come, and from with this king, everybody who is going to be in coalition with them, they're going to come. And one of them is Iran, Turkey, Tunisia, Morocco, Algeria, Libya, Sudan, Ethiopia, and Somalia.
Mm-hmm.
All of these nations who are mm-hmm. going to be in caliphate
yeah.
in a very close future. And we will see this happening. And many people are asking, you know, well, Pastor, do you believe, you know, that the church is going to be raptured, you know, before all these things and after, you know, and yeah. it's other part that it's going to take a few hours teaching us in about the rapture
yes.
because so many people have these ideas about the rapture. Somebody
yes.
believe that they'll rapture before the tribulation.
Sure.
Somebody believe in the middle.
Yes.
Somebody believe it by the end.
Oh,
and
yeah.
actually, everybody has his own
yes.
arguments and all this stuff. But we are not going to tell about this
No.
Because it's another issue.
Yeah, there's so many different scenarios that are possible, and our job is not to determine which is the right one. Our job is to be ready and to make other people ready,
yeah.
and to awaken people as to what's going to happen, because these things are going to happen.
Yes, exactly.
This is set forth. And interestingly, just like when God delivered the people from Egypt, He showed His glory, not only to the Israelites, but to the Egyptians, because they knew that the God of Israel had delivered them. And in this chapter, talks about how God is going to show his glory through this invading army coming into the land and then being destroyed.
Did you so feel that the Bible says that the idea why they'll come, they'll want to get all these, you know, blessings that
all
Israel,
stuff.
All the stuff.
Yeah.
That sends me, wow, you know. That's encouraging me because, you know, when, you know, a couple of years ago, we didn't realize that the all this is going to happen in Israel.
Yes.
And we just recently have this found two huge places of the national gas that the Israel now have. And actually, two days ago, I read in one of the Israel reports that the Latvia, they are already buying the big ships to bring the gas from Israel and be delivered from the monopoly of Russia that they are supplying the gas to. Do you see what's going on now?
Yeah.
Do you see that the Israel is going to take the very serious part in selling the gas in a high level in world?
Wow.
So it's already starts, you know.
Yes.
And I'm thinking that, you know, it's like being like a bone, you know,
exactly.
Standing, you know, in your throat because in disturbed somebody, and that's why that's going to be Gog will get this crazy idea to come and take out everything that Israel has.
Yeah. And the Prime Minister Ariel Sharon, you know, who's still in a vegetative state in a hospital someplace.
Yeah.
As you all remember Ariel Sharon, many years ago he said, "You gave us a desert and now we export oranges." It's a total transformation of the land. And when you go to the land, you see it. Compared to the countries around it,
Israel actually—that's they are on the highest point of the high tech and all this exportation and you know even in the flour. Can you imagine? Small Israel is almost on the second on the third place in the world by selling the flowers in all the world. Small Israel, I'm just amazing how God is doing this wonderful thing with small country.
The land is blessed.
Land is blessed because the God of God, he's standing after this land. And I'm just encouraged myself and all people who love God of Israel, stay and just don't, you know, don't push your hands back and just continue to preach gospel and be faithful to God, stay after his word.
Amen.
Because he's going to fulfill his word.
Yes, absolutely.
Doesn't matter who is in the president and all. I'm saying this, doesn't matter who is standing because God is going to use everybody, you know, all nations according to his plan.
Yes.
That's all.
And the plan is always going to revolve around the land of Israel.
Yeah.
It's not going to revolve around the United States. It's not going to revolve around Sweden. It's
Everybody.
Not going to revolve around Australia.
Exactly.
This is the land.
I agree with you,
Yes. And Yeshua, Jesus, is the King of Israel. He's, of course, King of the universe and reigns over everything. But specifically, he's the King of Israel, descended from David. All these things are consistent with each other. Everything comes together. All the prophecies are about Israel.
I'm saying to myself always, if God put so much information about Israel and says that I'm so serious about this land, it's my people, you know, how dare the other people think that God is going to, you know, just change his mind and just, you know, just change his word. He's going to stay until the end, until the fulfillment of this word, because he's the God. He can't change his word.
Yeah.
He's not the man. Bible says he's
this
not the man.
Yeah.
He's not says, oh,
am I a man that
well,
I can change,
you know,
my mind?
Yeah, well, no, I just, you know, I just make mistake, you know, I just changed my mind about this. So, let's change the, you know, Africa as some example. No, Jesus says he's going to come on the Mount of Olive. He's both legs will stand on this mountain.
Yeah.
Don't Golgotha.
Yep.
And Golgotha. Golgotha is a place that God is going to, you know, account at all nations. Everybody will come.
Yes.
And give the answer before Amen. Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Woo. It's all going to happen in the land.
Yeah.
So, here we go. Break number two already. Wow. Let's listen to another Paul Wilbur's line. This is Gift of Grace on the Word 1220. Remember, giftofgraceministries.org. You can hear old radio shows, teachings, and some other interesting things. We'll be right back.
Creation cries for the returning of our King. Come and take your place on your throne, Jerusalem. Place be enthroned upon our praises. May our worship rise like incense as we magnify the Son. Mighty God of Israel, Lamb upon the throne, all blessing and honor to our God forevermore. Even so. Even so, Lord Jesus, come. All creation cries for the returning of our King. Come and take your place on your throne, Jerusalem. We join our hearts together. We come in one accord. The bonds of peace unite us in the Spirit of the Lord. Oh, clothe us with salvation, robes of purest white, the body of Messiah. We are precious in your sight. Even so. Even so.
Listening to the Gift of Grace on AM 1220, The Word.
Well, welcome back, everyone, to the Gift of Grace on The Word 1220. Boy, Pastor, we're in the last 8 or 9 minutes already.
Well,
the time goes fast.
Time goes fast, yeah.
Because we always talk about interesting things.
We even didn't start at 39. You know? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Can I ask you, Phil, brother, could you please read the first 13 words from the chapter 39.
Yes. And you, son of man, prophesy against Gog and say, thus says the Lord God, behold, I am coming against you, O God, Gog, the prince of Rosh, Meshach, and Tubal, and I will turn you around and lead you on, bringing you up from the far north and bring you against the mountains of Israel. Then I will knock the bow out of your left hand, and cause the arrows to fall out of your right hand. You shall fall upon the mountains of Israel, you and all your troops, and all the peoples who are with you. I will give you to the birds of prey of every sort, and to the beasts of the field to be devoured, and you shall fall on the open field. For I have spoken, thus says the Lord God, and I will send fire on Magog and those who live in security in the coastlands. Then they shall know that I am the Lord. So I will make my holy name known in the midst of my people Israel, and I will not let them profane my holy name any more. Then the nations shall know that I am the Lord, the Holy One in Israel. Surely it is coming, and it shall be done. Thus says the Lord God, this is the day of which I have spoken. Then those who dwell in the cities of Israel will go out and set fire and burn the weapons, both the shields and the bucklers, the bows and the arrows, the javelins and the spears, and they will make fire with them for 7 years. They will not take wood from the field nor cut down any from the forest, because they will make fires with the weapons, and they will plunder those who plundered them and pillage those who pillaged them. Thus says the Lord, it will come to pass in that day that I will give Gog a burial place there in Israel, the valley of those who pass by the sea, by east of the sea, and it will obstruct travelers, because there they will bury Gog and all his multitude. Therefore, they will call it the valley of Hamon Gog. For 7 months the house of Israel will be burying them in order to cleanse the land. Indeed, all the people of the land will be burying, and they will gain renown for it on the day that I am glorified, says the Lord God. Whoa.
That's amazing. Woo. Yeah, it's amazing. And I'll just want to say that in the verse says that, so we all make my holy name known in the midst of my people Israel, and I'll not let them pollute my holy name anymore. And the heathen shall know that I'm the Lord, the Holy One in Israel. That's all about.
Yeah.
That's all about. God is going to glorify. Can you imagine that the 7 years people of Israel will just, you know, just fired all this weapon and all this stuff, and 7 months, all land, all people of Israel will bury the bodies. If you just imagine how long it takes to bury one body, just can you imagine what's going on in that whole land? It's not. It's going to be 5-10 people are going to go and make this.
Yeah.
It says that my people,
all the people, yes.
All the people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how we have the people in this in this time that God is saying. Mm-hmm. But I believe that it's not 100, not 1,000, not 100,000.
Yes,
it's much more.
Yes.
And can you imagine that all these multiple of people 7 months will be just doing only burying the bodies?
Wow.
Can you imagine how great is God? He's going to just pour his wrath on the enemies.
And he's
going to
show his glory.
He is going to show. And it not just says that the all these people who come against Israel will be banished. Also the lands.
Yes, the lands.
Do you see that? Lands
that they thought were secure.
Secure,
yeah.
He's going to send the fire. He's going to show all the land that he's the one of greatest God. He is the God.
Mm.
That's amazing. I'm saying that's people have to open their eyes and realize whom we are serving.
Mm-hmm.
He is the great God. He's an awesome God. He's a huge God, and we have to just raise our hands and says,
Amen.
Lord, we are waiting for you.
Mm.
Use us for Lord that justice and just use us for your glory.
Mm.
I'm so excited, you know, that I'm just blessed because I live in Israel and says I'm going to see all these, you know, things are going to happen, and I'm just amazing because I want to see this glory of God.
You're going to be right there on the mountains.
Oh, yeah.
You are there on the mountains.
Yeah, we will welcome all our friends.
Yeah,
amazing.
He lives in a very beautiful place, surrounded by mountains and beautiful valleys. And
oh yeah, I love our city. You know, it's became so beautiful, and we are actually in the Israel Valley, and it's I am just looking from my window and see this Mount Hermon,
yes,
and this valley, and I'm saying, oh, how beautiful God is Israel. How beautiful, because it's a really blessed land.
Yes.
It's awesome, you know, feeling that I'm tomorrow I'm flying back home and I'm saying, oh gosh, hallelujah, you know. I'm very glad to be here, you know, all these 3 weeks, but I'm so glad to come home back. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying, and I'm just landing on the land of Israel.
Yes.
It's such a peaceful, you know, peace in my heart that I just, I'm home.
And that's how I feel when I go there, and it's not even my home.
Maybe you are Jewish.
I look from the plane and I see Tel Aviv underneath, and I say, oh, we're at the airport, and I run to my rental car and jump in the car and start to drive. And,
oh, that's amazing.
Awesome.
I'm just encouraging people to come, because many people in the States, they are afraid to come to Israel. Oh, I just you know, don't stop to do this. You know, come to Israel, pray, because, and I'm sure you're going to be blessed.
Oh, absolutely. Every, like Pastor Adil always says, every rock talks about something in the Bible.
Every rock cries out about God.
Yes. And you drive on the highway and you see exit signs with biblical names. And
that's amazing.
Fantastic.
That's fantastic. Yeah, that's amazing. I'm saying this. Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
And for those of you out there that operate in the gifts of the Spirit and you're used to getting words from the Lord, let me tell you something. When you're in the land of Israel, the Lord just speaks to you in a very powerful way.
Take a note here.
You got to write everything down so you don't forget.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Because the presence is so, it's a kabod. The presence is so heavy everywhere you go.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Hallelujah. It's the end of the show already.
Oh.
Unbelievable. Well, thanks for being with us. I hope you've had an awesome Lord's Day. And Pastor Adil, I hope you've enjoyed being here.
Thanks a lot, yeah.
Yeah, and let's have another show, too. All right.
With God willing, yeah.
Amen. Well, we'll see you all next week. Have a great week. This is Gift of Grace on the Word 1220.
You've been listening to The Gift of Grace with Phil Giliotti and Stephen Garchar. Phil and Steve will be back next week when they will once again teach God's Word, proclaiming the kingdom and salvation in Jesus the Messiah, right here on AM 1220, The Word. Thanks and God bless.